hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and kicking off our second hour of our Cinco de Mayo radio spectacular, I have reached way back into the Scuba Radio archives to bring up an old friend of ours who, you know, he's still out there too. You know, we just celebrated our 15-year anniversary, but Eli from Shark Diver Magazine is on Scuba Radio with us right now. Eli, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, Greg. Congratulations on 15 years.
Yeah. Well, Shark Diver Magazine's been around quite a while now, too, hasn't it?
Yeah, we hit our 10-year anniversary, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, about 5 years in, I remember Eli kicking off this magazine, and everybody's like, Shark Diver Magazine, oh, great idea, love the pictures and everything, but it won't last. But here we are, 10 years later, you're still kicking, just like me.
They shouldn't have voted against me, I tell you what. You know, we heard that a lot. You know, we wouldn't see her at the end of our first year in business, And I'm just stubborn. I'm like a bad penny. You just keep turning up.
Well, there you go. But you're doing it because you love it, and having that passion is what keeps the fire burning on a lot of things, especially when business gets a little tough here and there. We've had our ups and downs over the years as well, but we managed to hang in there because we love what we do. Right, Eli?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, every time that, you know, you think, okay, that's it, I've had enough, and you get that email of encouragement from somebody that says, hey, love your magazine, can't wait for the next one, or you know, to just really appreciate the message that you put out there, and it just makes it all worthwhile.
So. Absolutely. Shark Diver Magazine is Eli's magazine, and the website, I want to get it out there right before I forget, sharkdivermag.com. You can go there and check it out if you're not already familiar with this and subscribe accordingly. Obviously, it is dedicated to the love of diving with sharks, which a lot of people that aren't divers are probably scratching their head saying, what is the matter with you? However, we love this stuff. And once you get in the water and become a certified diver and see a shark, it's truly a magnificent sight in its own right. And that's where you specialize in, not just showcasing the sharks, but educating people a little bit about what they do and why they do it. Right, Eli?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that to me, that's the most important part is, you know, sharing the shark story and showing people the other side of sharks, which is not what people get to see very often. You know, all they hear about is the stuff on the media and on TV, and of course they glorify the attacks and the mistakes between sharks and, you know, the accidents between sharks and humans, and you don't get to see, you know, this animal when it's in its natural environment and it's calm and it's just swimming around and it's just being a shark, and it's just an extremely beautiful animal.
Yeah, it really is, and it's hard to explain to a non-diver. But once you do it, trust me, once you jump in the water and you see these animals up close and you see they're not going to eat you, it gives a different perspective of them very quickly. And you do. You learn to appreciate them, and you find out how rare of a sight it is to see a shark underwater. And I think it changes people's perception of these animals like no other activity can. You know, you can watch every video. You can watch every TV show on the Discovery Channel about sharks, and it just will not give you that same appreciation, I believe, until you actually go down and see these animals underwater, especially on a shark dive. Would you agree?
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, it completely changes what people thought they knew about sharks, you know, and just you once you see them, you realize they want nothing to do with you. Most of them are shy and are very standoffish and don't even want to come near the divers, and it just, I mean, it's completely opposite of what you think they are.
It really is. And you know, Eli, when you started this magazine 10 years ago, I remember talking to you, and I would say, really, me and you were probably in the same, experience level of shark diving in the beginning. But you know, you started the magazine, you got into this really quick, and now you're like super videographer, TV go-to guy for shark video or something. Is that right? Are you doing all kinds of crazy stuff like that now, or what?
Yeah, you know, we do some TV stuff whenever it comes our way. Most of the time what we do is, you know, is internet videos, and you know, I try to share the sharks world with people as much as I can, and the internet has given us a platform for that, you know, where we can tell an honest story where it's not sensationalized, and we can show people what's possible with sharks, and just really what we've been doing for the past few years is just blowing people's mind with what's possible, what's out there with these animals.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of what we were doing 10 years ago, the idea of swimming around in open water with tiger sharks or hammerheads or anything, I mean, that was maybe just barely starting to come to fruition with a couple operators. Now, there's several places you can go see this type of activity or experience yourself. One is Tiger Beach there in the Bahamas. I know you've been there several times, right?
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every year, just absolutely love that place.
Yeah, it's a it's a huge attraction now for sure, and they're learning stuff every time they go out and interact with these animals. Now, there is a backlash to some of this activity, and I want to talk about this a little bit because Eli's had to deal with the PR mess of shark diving. I have been involved in this quite a bit over the years as well. You feel like you're beating your head against the wall sometimes when you get into a conversation with somebody who says that these sharks dives are making things more dangerous for other people in the area that may not be on a shark dive, which is just nonsense when you really look at the facts. But every once in a while we'll have a video or we'll have an incident of somebody. There's one circulating out there online right now where somebody supposedly, it looks like it may, I don't know this for a fact, but it looks like it was at Tiger Beach, where it looks like the tiger shark took some interest in one of the diver's fins. And to me, you know, I didn't really see, you know, the big, I don't know, commotion that this video supposedly had caused, because there are some quotes in there saying, well, this is a perfect example of what you shouldn't do. And to me, it just looked like one of the divers had gotten a little too close. He was out of position. And, the tiger shark took some interest, but it didn't look like it was taking a shot at him, like it was ready to eat him or anything. What's your thought on stuff like that?
Oh, you know, I mean, when it comes to diving with sharks, especially large predatory sharks like tigers, I mean, there's rules that you got to follow, and for safe interaction. This diver, I saw the video you're talking about where the diver was taking photographs of the shark, and then instead of allowing the shark to swim by, he decides to swim over it, and as he does, it just the tiger catches a glimpse of the diver's fins and just kind of comes up to investigate them, you know, which is, you know, something tigers do. But she was not being aggressive at all. It was just, a tiger's curiosity. And, you know, one of the rules of diving with tigers is, you know, they should never be allowed to touch your body or, you know, I mean, they shouldn't be given that opportunity just because, you know, they're just one of these sharks. They're unforgiving if you make a mistake with them, and that's really all it was. She wasn't being I didn't see any kind of aggressiveness at all with her.
Yeah, I didn't either. And if you want to make an argument that, well, he shouldn't have been in that position, well, maybe. And maybe he missed some protocol or whatever. But when people do these dives, it's not like they're going in blind. Yeah, I mean, there's a certain element of risk when you're with a 12, 15-foot tiger shark swimming in open water. And you have to realize that they are wild animals and something could go wrong. So, you know, there's a little assumed risk, and I think you got to give the divers a little bit of credit. But this was being presented like, well, here's an example of why we should never allow anybody to do this. And I just don't agree with that. What are your thoughts, Eli?
No, I definitely disagree with that as well. Obviously, there are some risks when you go diving with these big predatory sharks. You want to minimize or you want to eliminate the risks as much as possible because, you know, it's not really the diver that pays the price. It's the shark because what it does is it just helps their already bad reputation, you know.
Right.
So the idea that accidents are going to happen or that mistakes are going to happen, yeah, I mean, when you dive a lot with these animals, you know, there's going to be times like that where, you know, you're going to see things like that happen, you know, when you get too close to a shark. But, you know, you minimize the risk by just remembering what the rules are and never forgetting where you are and what you're doing.
There you go. SharkDiverMag.com. Go there, check it out, and subscribe today. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Water is better when you breathe like a fish. Water is better when you're making a wish. Right now I wish that I was making bubbles, diving away.
Hi, I am Peter, dive guy from Humboldt Explorer and the Galapagos Islands. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to the diving. Now, here's the guy who likes stirring the boobies as much as I do. Great dive master.
Will there be boobies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's enjoying himself too much there in the Galapagos, but who couldn't? You know, I mean, it's the Galapagos. You see everything under the sun when you book that liveaboard trip with our friends from Explore Ventures. And matter of fact, we have Clay from Explore Ventures on Scuba Radio right now. Clay, how are you, my friend?
I am doing great today. How about yourself?
I am doing dandy as well. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you, my friend.
Why, thank you. You know, it's an exciting day, and I think I need to stock up on the tequila before the day's out.
Tequila and jalapenos on a stick or something. I don't know.
That's sort of like olives in a martini, only different.
You know what? It could be, but I'll let you try it first and report back to us how it goes. How about that? All right. So,
if able, I will.
Yes. All right. So we are having quite an event here tomorrow at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California with our friends Explore Ventures. We're giving away two more spots on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise October 6th in the Turks and Caicos. We've already done this in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea. We did it at Our World Underwater in Chicago. And now it's time to make one of our Left Coast listeners tickled. They're going to be ecstatic if they win this prize, aren't they, Clay?
Oh, they definitely should be.
Yeah, no, there's no question. I've done this itinerary several times, and despite the fact that you got to put up with Scuba Radio and our shenanigans, they will have a trip of a lifetime in the Turks and Caicos with us. And fear not, if you do not win this prize tomorrow when we give it away, you got to be at the show to win this. You can join us by purchasing a spot on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, which, by the way, Divers Alert Network will be on board with us as well. And the Scuba Cowboy will have our mermaids in tow and just have a big old time there in Turks and Caicos. So all they got to do is call up Explore Ventures or go to exploreventures.com. Right, Clay?
That's exactly right. And it's, October, I believe, 6th to the 13th for the Scuba Radio and Dan Cruz. That's going to be an amazing time down there.
It really is. And matter of fact, this week, my crew and I have purchased our airline tickets from Florida or the States over to Providenciales, where you fly in to board the vessel. And I don't know what's going on, but American Airlines is running some kind of crazy special right now, and they have never been this low. As far as airline tickets. So if you want to join us, there are a few spots available, only a few. Book this trip now and get on the horn and book your airline ticket, and you'll save even more. It's really a phenomenal trip, and the value couldn't be any better than it is right now for our October 6th Live Aboard with Explore Ventures. So we got that to look forward to, and of course, we'll probably talk to the winner next week on the show that we draw from our entries there at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, so you'll have to tune in for that. However, let's talk about some other things when it comes to live aboard diving, Clay, because, you know, sometimes we get wrapped up into this. I've done this several times. Obviously, you run the company. You've been on a live aboard or two, and sometimes we forget that there's so many people listening that are divers and have never done a live aboard trip, and there's been some issue or some, usually a myth associated with getting on a live aboard that has kept them from experiencing this adventure. Do you have a few of those you'd like to share with us today?
Well, yeah, the live aboards are definitely a different breed from what most people most people would consider a dive vacation. But you're right. You know, I've been doing this for 25 years. You've been doing it for 15, and we tend to sometimes lose perspective on concerns that clients might have when they're calling us up and asking about what trip is right for them. But I think the main misconception is that live aboards are just for diehard divers, and that they go to destinations that are completely inaccessible in any other method or by any other method and all that. And that's certainly that's sometimes the case. But the main advantage of a live aboard is coming down to one place, you don't have to pack and unpack and move around to various different hotels to visit different destinations. And two, you're waking up on the reef. We might be anchored in a cove or a bay overnight, but by and large, you don't have long boat rides to get to the dive sites. You don't have the hassle of getting down to the day boat and then boarding and then heading out to the dive site and then coming back at lunch or after lunch and unloading your gear and going back to your hotel. Everything is right there, and it makes it really easy.
Yeah, really, the key word is easy. And don't let that keep you from coming back from the trip and pounding your chest and saying, I am a live aboard diver. Ho, ho, hear me roar. Ah. You could do that and brag as much as you like. But the truth is that live aboard diving is probably the easiest type of diving you could do on the planet.
Yep, exactly right. And, you get on a boat, you board on, and for our Caribbean boats, for instance, it's always on a Saturday, get off the plane, go to the boat, board Saturday afternoon, set up your gear once, and you just, after a dive, you take your first stage off your tank, crew fills your tank, pop your first stage back on, and you're ready to go to the next dive. And we offer, in the Caribbean at least, the general schedule is up to 5 dives a day. Some people like to do 5 dives a day. They want to maximize their bottom time. Other people, are 2 or 3 dive a day people, and that's basically what I am.
Mm-hmm.
But the advantage is that, there's always a dive about to go. If you want to skip one, then, well, just wait to the next one.
Yeah, it's really, it's up to you how much or how little the diving you want to do. You might want to work on your tan a little bit. You might want to kick back with a book, or you might want to be one of those hardcore divers and get in every single dive they offer and get your little certificate at the end of the week, which sometimes they do that as a little accolade to those active divers. But the choice is yours, so it's all across the board. And but you know, the other myth that I hear from a lot of beginner divers that have not done this is that they think, oh my God, I can't be on a boat for a whole week. I'll feel like a rat in a cage. I need land. I need space. I can't imagine doing that. And that's just not accurate at all when it comes to liveaboard diving, you think?
No, I don't think that's accurate at all. I mean, certainly there are people that that want to get out and stretch their legs. And, you know, there are itineraries that we offer that, you know, offer the opportunity of island tours during the course of the week or some additional time ashore. And you know, we do get non-divers on the boats as well that are joining spouses or friends or what have you, and they come down and they have, you know, sometimes concerns about being able to get off the boat and do their own thing. But, you know, they find a good book, they find the, you know, the big screen TV, they find the sun deck and all that, and they're pretty much just relaxing for the week. They have a great time.
Yeah, you know, I can speak from experience. These boats are big enough where when you get on somebody's nerves, like me, because I have done this with my crew quite a bit, they have no problem hiding away in some little cubby or corner of the boat where I can't find them. They are that big, and there's definitely some areas to escape to. Or you just take a little float out there on the dinghy if it gets that bad, right? There you go. All right. How about choosing?
I don't think too many people have thrown you overboard, have they, Greg?
Well, none that we can talk about on the air.
Okay.
All right. Choosing a liveaboard. We're going to discuss that next and give you a few tips along those lines as well. That's coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and Clay from Explorer Ventures with us. Choosing a liveaboard. If you've never done this, you know, the choices can be a bit overwhelming because there's a lot of different opportunities as far as itineraries, the type of boats, you know, what type of diving you want to do. How do you maneuver through this chaos when it comes to picking a liveaboard trip, Clay? What do you think?
Well, there's obviously liveaboards around the world, and they all cater to divers from, you know, beginner to advanced. And, you know, it really depends on the type of diving that you're interested, the type of vacation you're interested in doing. There are, you know, the best way to get the information is really to call up your, you know, the liveaboard operator and say, listen, this is what I like to do. This is sort of what I'm expecting would make me, you know, happy for my hard-earned vacation week. You know, what do you have that fits the bill? And to get their opinion, you know, liveaboard itineraries come in all different shapes and sizes. Liveaboard boats come in all different shapes and sizes. And the type of diving they do, you know, varies widely as well. If you are the type of person that likes to sit in a little sand patch and watch the, you know, watch the world go by on the specific piece of reef, then you're probably more interested in, you know, maybe some diving that offers macro opportunities. If you're the type of person that, you know, likes to sit 10 feet off a reef and wait for something 20 foot long with big teeth to swim by, then, you know, obviously there's destinations that offer that. So you really have to pick your destination based on, you know, what your diving preferences are and what your, you know, what your experience level is, whether you're, you know, familiar with how to use a reef hook and diving in current, and or whether you prefer, you know, sort of calm, you know, calmer wall type diving, that type of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, the thing is, there's so many choices, but the experts there at Explorer Ventures in particular, they've all done the itineraries and they can answer those questions for you. All you have to do is call them up 1-800-322-3577 and they will steer you in the right direction. You will have a dive adventure you will never forget. Trust me on that. I'm not paid to say that. I'm saying it because I know it to be an absolute fact. ExploreVentures.com, October 6th. That's our trip. You can join us or just take your pick from many other itineraries and boats that they offer. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Will you stop? The fun of a place like this is getting germs on your elbows.
I don't understand why anyone would want to come to a dive like this.
You say dive like it's a bad word. Look around. People are having fun. It's a dive, Brave. Dive in.
It's a skin.
Silence. We are going underwater.
That's what it feels like when you come up for air. Feel it when you come up for air. You feel brand new when you come up for air. Feel it when you come up for air. That's what it feels like when you come up for air. Feel it when you come up for air. You feel brand new when you come up for air. Feel it when you come up for air.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, Long Beach Dive Show, the Scuba Show, going on this weekend in Long Beach, California. I will be there tomorrow. Usually, this is an opportunity for me to sync up with my buddy or a couple of friends from Fiji. However, Nick from Voli Voli Resort couldn't make it this year. He has other things, family matters to tend to at home. However, we have connected with him via Skype today. Nick, how are you, my friend?
Everything's really good. The weather's starting to pick up. We're coming into our winter now, so the rain is gone. As you're probably aware, we've had a fair amount of rain over the last couple of months, but it's all dried up now, and we're back on track.
Yeah, well, you guys are upside down in Fiji, so we're going into summer, you're going into winter. Is that a good time to dive in the Fijian Islands? I'm guessing it would be.
Yes, it's typically the most popular time for divers to come down because there's very little rain. In fact, no rain, typically on our side of the island during our winter.
Since you're going into winter, though, the winds haven't picked up just yet. And you're coming out of that transitional period of summertime when things kind of calm down and maybe the visibility is a little bit better. We have that kind of transitional time here in Florida. Does that apply to Fiji too? I'm guessing it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. So the visibility is starting to pick up again now. And the water temperature, although it drops, it only drops by a couple of degrees. Very, very rarely would it get below 26 degrees or 78 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right.
But because the lack of rain, the visibility does pick up. There's less turbidity in the water. And typically we will get our trade winds starting to blow, but it doesn't impede us getting out to the Vatura Passage. We've got two nice boats that can get out there and no problem at all.
Yeah, no problem on these boats that they have at Voli Voli Beach Resort. They are first-class aluminum. Is that? Am I saying it right, Nick?
Aluminium.
Exactly. Okay, close enough. We'll go with that. But they got two incredible dive vessels. Some of the best dive boats you could dive anywhere in the world are right there in Fiji. It's just like a two-hour maybe cab ride, bus ride from Nandi International Airport up the, I don't know, that's the west coast.
Queens Highway, yeah.
Yeah, up Queens Highway. And so it's real easy to get to from California. Now, you're not at the Long Beach show because you had to attend to these family matters. You got another baby on the way.
Baby number two.
Look at you.
November.
So the Darling family is growing by leaps and bounds, which is keeping you a little home base because you guys are a family-run operation and you got to tend to the family issues and everybody staying at Voli Voli Beach Resort, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're quite busy at the moment, too, with the group starting to roll in. We have a large proportion of our divers are from the United States because, as you mentioned, it's easy to get to Voli Voli from California with a single flight. For anyone from the West Coast, straight down, you arrive nice and early in the morning and you're in the water by the afternoon.
Yeah, and they just have the just one of the best resorts you could ever go to. All levels of accommodations. If you want to kind of, it's not roughing it, but you could go as low end as like a backpacker type of accommodation to full scale condos or cottages, very exclusive, almost honeymoon like. You got it all, you know, all available there at Voli Voli Beach Resort, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've spent this quiet season going through and doing a little bit of refurb. We've completely refurbed our bar and toilet from the main complex.
Now, the bar and the toilet are probably the two most used facilities at Voli Voli Beach Resort, is my guess. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. We like to have a good...
Well, you definitely have to have an excellent bar because of the Darling family. They know how to use those... facilities much more. As far as the toilet, I don't know, but it's probably good to have nice toilets as well, right?
A toilet's a toilet at the end of the day, but I guess it is nice.
Yes. Well, there you go. So you've done a little refurb on that area. Now, you're talking about is the beach bar still that sandbar area, or what did you guys refurb exactly?
We went through and reclad the front of the bar, and we built a new liquor cabinet and changed the lighting a little bit just to tidy it up and make it fresh again.
Got it. They added a little bit more ambiance to the area, huh?
Absolutely.
Nice. Absolutely. Nice.
Just, you know, as you mentioned, we're a small family-owned and operated resort, and we're just getting better and better as we learn more and upgrade and improve and listen to people's feedback. And we're just evolving nicely.
All right. Did you say you're getting better and better, or you got Fiji Bitter on tap, or both?
Both.
Yes. Okay. That sounds like Nick Darling to me. Now, that's a good thing. Trust me. You need to go out there and just hang out with these guys. Whether you know, diving with the folks at Voli Voli Resort is really just icing on the cake. Now, what have you seen lately out there in the waters, in the Bly waters, as they say, right, off the west coast of Nandi?
The diving's been great recently. There hasn't been anything significant has come through, just the usual beautiful soft coral, incredible visibility, and just people generally having a good time.
That's not right. Off the coast of Nandi, that's not right. It's Raki Raki is where you guys are located, but the main island is called what there in Fiji? What do we call that?
Viti Levu. So it's spelled V-I-T-I.
Yeah, okay. Viti Levu. Yeah, okay. We'll go with that. It's the big island. It's an island that they fly into. So it's on the main island in Fiji, there at Nandi International Airport, just a little bit northwest up the Queens Highway, and you're right there. But you're away from everything, but still easy to get to. That's one of the beautiful things about Voli Voli Beach Resort. Not only is it close to the airport, or closer than, you know, a lot of the other properties that you might want to visit in Fiji, but you still go there, and then you can hop on these boats, and you can go dive these sites that the liveaboards generally visit, because it's some of the best diving that is available, period, when it comes to the Fijian islands, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't take long surfing the chat boards, scuba board, TripAdvisor, those sorts of review forums, that to figure out that the diving in the Bly waters is right up there with some of the best in Fiji, if not the best.
Yeah, the Bly waters. I'm assuming that's where Captain Bly got his name, right? Isn't that where he cruised up and down, supposedly, and I don't know, did some kind of crazy piracy thing?
Actually, he did go through there. He was being chased by the Tongans in a longboat, and he made it. He came straight through past our islands out here before he made his way over to Brunei.
Very nice. So you might get out there and find some pirate treasure. Yeah, have you ever looked for treasure while you're out there diving at all there, Nick? Has anyone looked for that kind of stuff?
I haven't.
Maybe you need to start trying, huh?
Absolutely. We're all for exploratory diving.
Just go out there and check out some new sites. You guys do that all the time. You're pretty much, you know, if you come there with a few people and you say, hey, I would like to do this type of diving, you really do customize the dive trips to what the people that are staying there at the resort want to do.
Absolutely. If people want to go out there and look for some new sites and do some exploratory work, then we're more than happy to cater to that.
Absolutely.
It's exciting for us, too.
Good deal. And like I said, you know, the diving is icing on the cake. Hanging out with the Darling family is a treat in itself. You got to share a Fiji bitter beer with them. The life doesn't get much better than hanging out there at the bar with that family and sharing your dives of the day, what you saw, and a few other, you know, tales amongst friends, so to speak. It's a good time. Volleyvolley.com is the website you need to go to, correct?
Correct, correct. There's one thing I forgot too, Greg.
Yeah?
You were asking about what's been happening around the resort. We've spent a lot of time working on our menu as well, bringing that up. So we've added things like there's a daily pasta and prawns, and we've spent a lot of time improving our menu. And we've had, just recently in the last couple of days, I've heard comments like, this is the best food we've had in the South Pacific, etc. So it's nice to hear that after the work you put in to get some positive feedback.
That's right. So in addition to the Volley Volley Burger, which you've got to try that, just trust me on that one, you've added a lot of cool new items to the menu for people to sample in between their diving or on their surface interval, right?
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. VolleyVolley.com. Go there, check it out. Nick, sorry we're missing you in California, but we'll catch up with you and have a drink or two at Dima in Las Vegas. Sound like a plan?
Sounds like a great idea, Greg.
I will definitely be packing some extra aspirin for that adventure, by the way, because anytime you hang out with Steve and Nick, the Darling Brothers there at a dive function, and you combine Vegas with it, it will be an adventure that your liver won't soon forget or be able to recover from. But we'll find a way to manage, okay? All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to the mermaid that has more dive certifications than any other Scuba Radio mermaid has had to date. This girl is a super diver. Who is it? Which mermaid is it? You're going to have to stick around and find out. That's next.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry, and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
I'm not actually the diver, I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Well, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard and a car wash.
So dive, 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 we twist it up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, 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 let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride. Just die.
And welcome welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Cinco de Mayo edition. Now, we got a lot of stuff going on right now or coming up. You know, we're going to be at the Long Beach Dive Show tomorrow. You'll hear all about that next week on the big show. Also, 2 weeks, May 18th through the 20th, we're going to be covering the Rebreather 3 Forum. Mermaid Lizzie is also in the process of becoming a Rebreather diver. She is on Scuba Radio right now. Lizzie, how are you?
I'm doing great.
So I know you're excited about this form. It's going to be fun, isn't it? Especially for you. You know, you are in the middle of your rebreather certification. Is that true?
Yes, I'm right in the middle of it.
And you're getting certified on which rebreather system?
The DiveRite O2 Optima.
Okay, and that means that you can, once you go through this certification class, do you even know what that will certify you to? Is a depth limit or what? What are you doing?
To be honest, I'm not entirely sure. We've done a few dives so far, and we have done a little bit of work in the pool before we actually got into the water, and a little bit of a classroom portion. So, like I said, I'm about halfway through, so hopefully I'll learn more of the logistics of what I can do on my own at some point as well.
There you go. So have you actually been in the ocean with your rebreather yet, or you're not to that point yet?
Not the ocean just yet. Just around the local springs here in Gainesville.
Got it. So far, setting up this equipment and tearing it down, has it been a little intimidating for you, or did you just take to this like a fish in water kind of thing?
I was definitely intimidated when we first started working with them. We broke them down, and I finally felt how all of my open water students feel. Like, there's so much equipment, there's so much to remember, and it's really hard. So I was definitely feeling all of that, but it's something I've been getting used to, and it's actually really, really fun.
Yeah, well, you know, Mermaid Lizzie is a dive instructor, and so you kind of came at this the same way I did when I got certified last year on the Inspiration and Evolution Rebreather. It is overwhelming at first. You're looking at this, and you're right. It is very much like learning to dive all over again, and it kind of puts things back in perspective to your open water students that they, you know, you're going through that same type of anxiety, like, oh, I don't know if I can handle this kind of thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but it gets easier. Trust me. Once you get through it a few times, it's just like open circuit in one sense. There might be a few more knobs and things you got to manage, but once you get the hang of it, you'll be flying your rebreather, as they say, in no time. Have they called it that to you as well? Flying a rebreather as opposed to diving?
I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, well, that's how they described it to me in Grenada. Now that I'm actually training to be a private pilot, now I know what they're talking about, because, you know, when you compare learning to fly a real airplane and flying a rebreather, it's very similar, because when they trained me on the Inspiration and Evolution, there's all these checklists we have to go through. And they are, you know, you have checklists in learning to fly like you wouldn't believe. But now I have a little bit more perspective in that. Are you going through that as well, or saying do this, check, 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 check type of thing on your rebreather certification, or what?
Yes, the checklist is definitely a big deal, something that I didn't really take into consideration when I started it, but you really have to do every single step and before you get in the water, because there's so much that, you know, could go wrong potentially.
Yes, this is true. And, you know, I think it makes us a better dive instructor, don't you think, going through this? Are you feeling?
Absolutely.
You're feeling good about it, aren't you?
I'm feeling great. I can't wait for the rebreather forum.
Yes, it's going to be fun. Once again, that's May 18th through the 20th right here in Orlando, Florida, our home base of operations. Just go to their website there for the rebreather forum, and that is rf30.org, by the way, where you can get your information on tickets, accommodations, and everything you need to know about that event coming up in May. Now, Lizzie, I know you just got back from the Florida Keys. Is that where you were doing some of your rebreather training, or were you doing some other just dive instruction for some of your students there up in the Gainesville area?
A little of both. We had our open water students the first weekend we were down there, and then we were supposed to do some more rebreather training during that week, but it was just absolutely beautiful, so we couldn't stop fishing the entire time we were there. And the second weekend, we actually were able to work with our advanced students in the Florida Keys as well.
Yeah, and you're diving, you're Florida Keys Dive Center. That's where you guys go, right?
Yes, Florida Keys Dive Center.
Yeah, right there in Tavernier. So what, did you see anything exciting while you're training these folks? Are you too locked in on teaching them how to dive as opposed to experiencing what they have to offer underwater there visually?
Well, luckily we got a lot of the skills out of the way before we got down to the Keys. So the second weekend we were actually able to go on the USS Eagle with the advanced group, and the current was a little bit ripping, but they absolutely loved it, just getting down on the wreck for the first time. And it's one of those deeper wrecks, so they really had just a magnificent time.
Very nice. Now, Lizzie, are you getting more and more questions from your students like, hey, what's this mermaid thing you do? Will you be a mermaid for me while you teach me how to dive? Are you getting that more and more? Come on, fess up.
Yes, I am. And I've even had a couple of people ask me how they can themselves be mermaids. So we'll have to talk about that, too.
Well, after you get your rebreather certification, you can get your mermaid instructor certification. How about
that?
Yeah, you're well on your way. She has more certs than you could imagine. So this girl's a super diver, I tell you. All right, Lizzie, we'll see you in a few weeks in May at the Rebreather Forum. You take care, okay?
Great. See you there.
All right, that'll do it for this week of the big show. Remember, it's always better where, Lizzie?
Down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the mud here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.